Brilliance Audio presents The Sicilian by Mario Puzo.
Author's dedication for Carol. Book 1, Michael Corleone, 1950. Chapter 1. Michael Corleone stood on a long wooden dock in Palermo and watched the great ocean liner set sail for America. He was to have sailed on that ship, but new instructions had come from his father. He waved goodbye to the men on the little fishing boat who had brought him to this dock, men who had guarded him these past years. The fishing boat rode the white wake of the ocean liner, a brave little duckling after its mother. The men on it waved back. He would see them no more. The dock itself was alive with scurrying laborers in caps and baggy clothes, unloading other ships, loading trucks that had come to the long dock. They were small, wiry men who looked more Arabic than Italian, wearing billed caps that obscured their faces. Amongst them would be new bodyguards, making sure he came to no harm before he met with Don Crocemalo, capo di capi of the Friends of the Friends, as they were called here in Sicily. Newspapers in the outside world call them the Mafia, but in Sicily, the word Mafia never passed the lips of the ordinary citizen, as they would never call Don Crocemalo the capo di capi, but only the good soul. In his 2 years of exile in Sicily, Michael had heard many tales about Don Croce, some so fantastic that he almost did not believe in the existence of such a man. But the instructions relayed from his father were explicit. He was ordered to have lunch with Don Croce this very day, and the two of them were to arrange for the escape from Sicily of the country's greatest bandit, Salvatore Giuliano. Michael Corleone could not leave Sicily without Giuliano. Down at the end of the pier, no more than 50 yards away, a huge dark car was parked in the narrow street. Standing before it were three men, dark rectangles cut out of the glaring sheet of light that fell like a wall of gold from the sun. Michael walked.